Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
This is Amy Shanker.
Hi.
How are you, Amy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Amy, of course, is the teacher from Chicago who quit teaching.
Yay.
Right? You're pleased.
I'm thrilled beyond belief.
And you now, it sounds
like. This is what she looks like, thrilled.
Yeah.
I am thrilled.
I could, well, they took all her powers, right? There's no will left. You live now in New York City.
Yeah.
All right.
Just moved like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Three or four weeks ago. All right. We excited?
Yeah, I was. I was excited.
But it's been 3 or 4 weeks.
And then I moved to New York.
Is this a tough city?
Kind of.
Do you know why?
Are you going to tell me?
No, I really don't know why. I have a theory that everybody's looking for what you want to do. And so you really have to compete. And there's no time for you to be in somebody's way.
I would agree with that. I think it's just hard because the rent is too much. That's it. I think everything else is easy. I mean, like, as easy as everything else. Like, here, you can't really drive so much, so you have to take the train, so that's a bitch. But everywhere else, you have to keep a car. It all, like, balances out, except for the rent.
You got rid of your car.
I sold my car.
You miss it?
I miss it a lot.
Here's the problem. Okay. It's too late now, but this is advice for the listeners. You should have kept the car.
Oh.
Then use it for a good 2-3 days. Then realize it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you couldn't sell it fast enough.
Mm-hmm. No, I did keep it for 2 or 3 days.
Okay. And you used it?
Yeah.
And you, after it takes 3 hours to park, you didn't feel good about getting rid of it?
No. I mean, coming from Chicago, it's a lot of the same.
Yeah? All right. Mm-hmm. Do you miss singing in your car?
I really miss singing in my car really loudly. And you can't do it anywhere else.
It seems on the subway people do it.
They do it, but
they don't mind.
But like, you got to look at the people doing it.
Right.
You don't want to be that. That's not your aspirations and goals. Well, that and my voice is horrible. And they're just much more confident in their talents.
They're very confident.
Yeah.
They are very confident. Maybe start with headphones on. That's how they all start.
And then like move up to like the box, right. The big giant box that. Of speakers. Like now everybody has to hear your music. I would do that. I would do that so that my voice like blends a little better.
I see on your social media you are job hunting.
I'm job hunting. I'm jobless. I quit without a plan B.
What are you looking to do?
Probably tutor English writing.
A school. You're over schools, but you don't mind what, working in somebody's house?
I like working with kids. Yeah, that's like I miss that, but I don't miss the
30 of them at once.
30 of them at once. I don't miss administration, the politics.
Okay. Would you be working in somebody's house or some after school program?
Both.
You don't mind?
No.
Okay.
This is a great interview. Thank you. Am I hired? No, you said probably I want to do this while you're looking. You don't even have like a definite, I'm seeking out employment in this. I am seeking out employment in tutoring.
they go,
perfect. You got the job.
Ms. Shanker, what are you looking for? You go. Okay. Would you be interested in being in somebody's house or an after school program?
I don't know. Do I have the job?
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like I'm starting to see why I don't have a job yet, but I'm not convinced.
Would you be a waitress?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been a waitress?
I've been a waitress twice. I've been fired twice.
Right.
From waitressing. I don't do well. From lack of waitressing? No, I mean, I did it technically, but I got yelled at a couple times by customers, which, like, I don't blame them, but calm down. For what? It's a drink.
you'll get it, or in my case, you won't. Yeah. Just relax.
I remember one guy just didn't bring his drink to him in the time that he thought was appropriate, and he just kept yelling and yelling. And I was apologizing. I apologized, like, 4 times, and then he yelled at me again, and I was just like, that's enough. And right. I just walked away.
It's just a drink easy.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? That's enough is an okay statement. It is enough. You're yelling.
Right.
You're yelling about a drink.
I'm
after
picturing
you've been apologized to.
Right. I'm trying to see all sides.
Oh, are you picturing how I apologize?
I'm picturing how you even approached the table.
It went like this.
and that's how you say hello.
You guys gonna drink anything?
And my name is
If people are writing in, they remember you from the last couple episodes you were on, and Seamus from Long Beach is writing them. So you're looking for a job, something that I could be baked all day for.
Right.
Is that what you're looking for? She perked up. It was the first time that she perked up.
No, because last time you thought that I was very baked for the whole interview.
I mean, you should just say you are.
And I feel like I'm just a very relaxed person.
Are you high now?
No.
Okay. Would you pass a drug test now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Amy? I mean, what drugs, you know?
Right. You didn't make the test. How do you know?
What drug test would you pass, fuckface?
So you're in New York City. So since you're new to New York, you probably have roommates, right?
I do. I have two roommates that are both comedians.
Male, female?
Two male roommates.
Hello, punch it.
We're living in sin in separate rooms.
Will you have sex?
I will.
With either of these gentlemen?
Oh, no.
You don't think so?
No. No.
Keith, do you think she'll have sex with these guys?
Yes.
I thought that was just going to be the question is, will you have sex?
Right. In life.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you're positive. That's good.
Yeah.
I wonder, they're comedians, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you both come home, you had your shitty sets for whatever reason.
Oh, okay.
Not your fault. It was a bad crowd.
Thank you.
He's painting a picture.
I wouldn't have taken it that way.
A bunch of hecklers. Bad night. You didn't know it was heckle night.
They paid you with a drink, but they forgot the alcohol.
Right. Are you a drinker?
Yeah.
Come home, you get plastered a little bit. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, isn't it funny that we never just, you know what I mean?
Okay. That's okay. Well, yeah. All right. One of my roommates doesn't drink, though. He's sober.
With you, he'll get over that.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Starting to see it as a possibility?
And no.
And the other one?
The other one does drink.
Yeah, he does.
Has a girlfriend.
Okay. Where's she?
She's here.
Yeah, but not living with him.
No.
That's of note.
I don't think I've ever slept with a male. Yes. Well, no, not after he moved in. In our history.
Wait. We did. Before?
Yeah.
You slept with him and then he moved in and then you guys didn't sleep together.
Yes,
again.
Exactly.
How about Evan?
Who?
Did you have a roommate named Evan?
Yes.
Did you sleep with him? Yes.
Not while we were roommates.
Not when you were roommates.
Yeah. Is that the only one?
Yeah, I like that we're naming names even though I was not naming a name.
You've named his name. So you're with him.
I wasn't with him. We I guess we slept with each other.
Right, okay.
We did that.
So you slept with each other.
We're like, I guess both of us were horny at the same time.
But why not? This is something I never understand. Mm-hmm. So then you move in together.
Yeah.
And it's right there. So why not again?
No. Like, it was not going to happen whether he moved in with me or not. And then we were like, we're buddies. I think it wasn't, not that it wasn't good, but it wasn't like us. I was just like, okay, we tried that. So we tried it a couple times. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think either one of us thought it fit very well. I liked him. He was cool. You liked him, right?
Yeah, and I didn't sleep with him when we were roommates either.
Which roommates did you sleep with?
If I lived with a girl, then I would have sex with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Just any?
Well, obviously, I like them. They're my roommate.
Okay.
So all your female roommates you slept with?
Yes.
How many female roommates have you had?
It's not crazy. It's not a crazy amount. You can only have so many roommates.
Who was this?
Evan. In a dress.
He does look good in dresses.
Just along the way, you have a roommate that's of the sex of your interest. And it's going to happen because why wouldn't it?
And then what happens after?
You have sex again or it's awkward.
Yeah.
Sure. So, okay.
So what happens when it's awkward?
Nothing. It's the same thing.
Does it just make you like fight over like petty things?
No, you're not fighting because you're not a couple.
Okay.
And then what? You just move or you just stay awkward?
I move, but I would move anyway.
Yeah.
Well, because I feel like when you sleep with somebody, one person is always going to be a little bit more vested in it than the other.
Yeah, probably.
So that might make it tense.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
All right, well, I'll do it.
Wait, so, okay, when you look for a place, are you like, nah, she's not attractive, I'll go live somewhere else?
You have to keep it in mind.
MJG wants to know if you're counting all the women in the hostel. Lived in a hostel for a year. Really?
No, of course
you
not.
You hooker.
No, a hostel doesn't count.
Slut shame.
Those people
but
have
like
bed
as
bugs.
Many as you could.
As many as I could, sure. Well, I actually, the owner of the hostel.
Oh, wow. And you still got kicked out?
I got a free week. No, I didn't get kicked out.
You got one free week out of a year?
When you're there for a year, they kind of want to keep you. But I moved out because, no joke, of bed bugs.
So that's why you don't trust a male and female living with each other, because you slept with all of them.
I trust them.
You trust them to want to sleep with.
To live their life and be human.
Wow. Huh. Yeah. Have you ever slept with a roommate before?
No. But I haven't lived with guys before.
Mm. I could see the convenience, but really, okay, so from your point of view, Keith, yeah, you're going to sleep with the girl.
If you're a guy and you have a female roommate,
yeah,
I don't see how you cannot think of them sexually.
Well, you could be not attracted to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure, but they got to be pretty rough. You see them all the time. You see them all the time.
So that makes them more attractive?
Like, of course, you keep finding something.
Yeah, I would be more annoyed with them. Like, when I live with people, I'm just like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't date you. This is great. You know, mm-hmm. men or women, I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is when I would have gotten upset with you if we were dating.
Right.
No matter
exactly.
what sex. You lived with women.
I've lived with women. I had a roommate who was, I don't know, I would say like alcoholic, maybe functional alcoholic, and she would drink like every night, and I was always out because I was doing comedy, but I came home one night and all of her clothes were just like on my bedroom floor.
Right.
And she was passed out in her bed. Like, I was like, what happened in my room?
And you didn't want to sleep with her?
No. And then I just, I put her clothes like in a pile by my door and she never took them. Like, she walked by them every single day.
Well, see, now, wouldn't you, like, I would just find people less and less attractive the more I live with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking back on the roommates, I'm just not, like, I thought you were so cool until I lived with you.
Are you into women?
No.
Well, that's a part of my point.
Sure. No, I get that. But I'm trying to think like, okay, we lived with Johnny, right? Now, obviously, I'm already in a relationship. If he's a good looking guy, I just, nope. Because you're...
That's different too.
You're messy. I see your fucking facial hair in the sink after you fucking...
Yeah, you pick your boogers in front of me. Like, I don't need...
Yeah. That.
Well, I don't know who you're staying with, but... Oh.
Should I have chosen better?
But it is different too if you're in a relationship.
Yeah, I get it.
Like Mike Gill talks about, he's married and has, you know, other roommates. I don't question that.
Okay.
For a second, that's different. But if you're single and the other person's single, why wouldn't you one night have sex?
I'll tell you what, from your perspective, sure. Now that I think about it, yes, you're going to get off no matter who you stick your dick in, right? From my perspective, I'm probably going to have an awkward night where you're masturbating on me, like inside of me. And then you think you're done and you did something amazing and you probably high-fived someone for it, but it wasn't me, believe me. Then I got to look at you and your mm-hmm. fucking bad sexual habits on top of leaving hair in my sink. Fuck you. So, yeah. The odds of us having good sex is like not worth it. Like, you become less attractive because it's like, okay, you assess a man like, wow, I'm really attracted to him. Then you start hearing him talk and it's like, how are you going to wait for me to come if this is how you talk?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You just, as he's talking, it's like, yeah, you won't care. Yeah. Oh, you just came. Yeah. You fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can tell by a conversation sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, you're cold. And now you want all the blankets. Okay.
Right.
That's.
Yeah.
Well, we're not having
But when are you guys moving in together?
Because we're so compatible, right? You can see it. You can feel it. It's in the room.
There's a tension.
Yes, it's in the air.
Well, do what you want.
All right.
Will you text me if you have sex?
If I have sex.
We all know it won't happen.
If I have sex in general,
I'll text you, but if
I sleep with my roommates, yeah. I'll text you for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you planning on having sex in general?
In general, yeah. With who? I don't know.
Do you have rules yet? Like no comics, no anybody else because I don't encounter anybody but comics.
Yeah, right. That's all I mean. No, I don't have, I don't really have rules like that. It's not a great, it's not the best to date a comic, but.
What are you going to do?
That's all I meet.
By the way, that hostel woman, she wasn't very good.
What happened there?
She was a tack kisser. You know these ones? It's like,
oh. Ooh, teeth first.
Teeth first. What? It's like, arr, arr. It's
like, arr. Like the whole time? Visual?
Yeah. It's like, it's just banging. I'm trying not to like kiss her, to have sex with her. It's just like, ah, boom, boom. It's very German and angry.
You sound but you like Hugsy.
Yes. Well, that sounds sweet.
Wait, so as you're kissing, are you considering I'm not going to have sex with her if this is what kissing is like?
You're trying to see if you can have sex and not kiss.
Wait, I see.
How many times did you sleep with her?
Oh, good question.
Oh, really? Just that once. It was too painful on my face.
Okay, so.
So you tried again, though?
No, I didn't try again.
Was the sex the same as the kissing? Just like pushing into each other?
It was very slammy. Yeah.
But that could be good.
That could be good.
That could be your fault, too, that the slammy part.
No, nothing there was my fault.
Okay.
So was she slamming into you?
Yeah.
From where? The bottom or the top?
We were on the bottom bunk.
She couldn't even go to her office.
Does she have a place?
Yeah, but it's sexy to do at the guy's house.
She has the whole, she owned your house.
How many people do you think she slept with in that hostel?
None. There's something special about me.
Oh, okay.
Same thing happens when he's at a strip club. It's really weird.
And
this
we were
is their first night.
We were flirting also. So it wasn't just one random night.
She definitely doesn't flirt with more than one person. She doesn't sleep with more than one.
No way.
Nope.
She says she doesn't normally do this.
Because she's married or something.
Because she's married. to her work. Right.
To her bed bugs.
It did bother me that she kept saying how happy she is she's on the clock right now. She counted as like a 2-for-1.
Maybe she meant her biological clock.
Oh, jeez. That's what was happening to me. The clock was fucking banging. It wasn't ticking. Hey, let me tell you guys about Sherry's Berries. May I?
Delicious.
Berries.com. BERRIES.com. Sherry's Berries. Sweet, freshly dipped strawberries. Starting at just $19.99. A 40% savings with code KATG.
I'm drooling already.
Gourmet berries, fresh, juicy, dipped in chocolate. I'm talking dark chocolate, white chocolate, milk chocolate. I used to think I never liked white chocolate. I took one of these white chocolate strawberries. I'm a convert.
I honestly used to think I didn't like chocolate-covered strawberries, which is like the meanest thing you can say.
Right.
Like I just said that out loud, like a crazy person. These guys have the best. I mean, the chocolate is quality. Then you bite into it and you get the juicy strawberry and all of it is just giant, giant berries.
Oh, even that description is better than that German sex. But you can double the berries for just $10 more. To get the deal, go to berries.com. Use the code KATG. That's what I'm talking about. These I give them as a gift every year. They're always a hit. The only way to get this amazing offer, Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. Visit berries, BERRIES.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in KATG. Berries.com, microphone, KATG. Order them today. Okay? All right. Hey, speaking of food, I was at the dentist today. That's right.
I'm so scared to go. Another tooth fell out recently.
I'm sorry. Did you say another?
My cap. Yeah. My cap just fell out. I was like, oh, I guess that
happened. Those fall out.
Yeah.
But there's not a hole now or what?
There's a hole. Well, another one fell out last summer. I just don't want to go to the dentist.
How many teeth?
Yeah, they came out, but there's like what's left of the tooth there, but the other one now has a hole, so I have a hole in my mouth now.
Is it painful?
No, but I'm sure it will be if I keep going this way. Ugh. But now I have to like, because I don't want to stay here and do it because I know it's going to cost me literally $10,000. So now I got to plan a trip to Israel and be like, and wonder if I should, like I'm not going to call my parents and go all the way to Israel, go to a dentist, go to the Dead Sea and come home. It's a little, so I got to like psychologically wrap my mind around that.
That sounds great, in all honesty.
You want to come with me?
Yeah, I will.
Right.
Can you tape the cap back on?
No, it's got like screws and shit. It's weird.
What?
It's a cap. It's like a bridgey thing. You know
I've
what
had
I mean?
To get one cap and I found out that I have an extra nerve in my mouth.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was insane.
Painful.
So painful.
What do you have?
I had two caps replaced. Just simple $2,000, whatever.
Yeah, you did. How?
Yeah.
I can't.
What? I don't just understand two why grand. It's so expensive.
There is no, even I looked up insurance, and even insurance is like they'll cover, you know, $500 on a $3,000 procedure. I can't do that.
Apparently, I grind my teeth. I've been told this by more than one dentist over the years, but it seems like the grinding of my teeth breaks these caps or moves them away and leaves a hole in my teeth. Mm. Food gets caught on there that I can't get out with floss, and it becomes so painful. Mm. Sometimes the food goes away on its own, and I think a lot of listeners can relate to this. Your gums start swelling. It's very painful, but you let it go. It goes back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So I've been there, yeah.
You do that every so often. Just a couple days ago, it was too much, and so I got it fixed. I mean, between grinding my teeth at night, and I don't breathe at night sometimes.
Apnea.
And so I don't know what's going on at night. You know, people, everybody thinks I'm calm at night. Who knows what's happening?
Do you sleep with like a breathing thing?
I'll never sleep with a breathing thing.
Why?
Because he's a rebel.
Because I have
proud.
I am too proud. How do you look over and Darth Vader sleeping next to you? I can't do it. I'd rather my wife be scared I'm dead.
What about like when she's away for a week at a time? Get a good night's sleep with Darth Vader on your face.
Well, then I get a great... See, obviously, I live all the time. So it doesn't bother me, right? Mm-hmm. It's only just, you know, sometimes you either hear me not breathing at all, or maybe hear...
Oh, no, it's the most frightening sound in the world. Let me see if I can recreate
it. Hold on 1 second. I would like everybody to know how excited Kenda gets during this.
She thinks you're dead?
No,
I used to be freaked out.
Right now. She loves doing this impression so much. May I? I got it.
Because I'm so good at it, I think. But now I'm wondering if I could still hit that like dolphin sound that he makes. He's just like...
Oh, you're a horrible person.
No, she's doing a sex reenactment.
Seriously, like sometimes I started counting. I'm just like, how many seconds has he been inhaling that crazy fucking beep? That's crazy.
So you guys did sleep together a few times in the same room, but
you work long hours. You just kind of fall asleep next to each other.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, I've thought about it. I can't help it. Now Kenda knows.
Yeah.
I thought about sleeping with her sometimes.
What stopped you?
It's just
that we were in a relationship.
So I'm getting my teeth fixed. It's always so stupid. You know, you can make life tough and you got to do your best to win at it. But these dumb things, just all of a sudden you have to go to a dentist. I've been brushing. I use those floss picks. Mm-hmm. It's just rude.
Mm-hmm.
It's just rude.
Yeah, like what am I eating that this is my mouth?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I think about it. I've been eating pliers lately. So now it separates my teeth sometimes.
How much of a dentist money is made by emergencies only? Because how much were you supposed to go to the dentist a while ago?
Well, you know what? I went to a dentist. He gave me a bill. It was between $5,000 and $10,000 of the work I needed done. Some tooths. Three surface cavity, this kind of thing.
Sounds like we're all going to Israel.
You guys got to go to my guy in Chicago. He's good.
He sounds good. And so, yeah, I'm sure he's, anyway. So anyway, I get the teeth cleaning and that heals up my mouth. And I'm like, all right, see you never. That's the end of this. Then I'm like, okay, now I have to go. I couldn't remember where I went before. So I just pick a new place.
No, now you got to go through all the
whatever.
You got to get X-rays. I
get an X-ray. It takes two seconds. It's not a pain. And he says, "All right, it's this area where you're pointing. It's the two caps. I see one little cavity. We'll fix that. That's it." And I go, "This guy was finding 15 fucking cavities in my mouth." He goes, "I don't see them."
That's why I switched to the guy that I go to now, because I kept, every time I went, I had a new cavity. I'm like, I never had any growing up. This is just strange.
Right.
I guarantee they make it up.
What are you going to do? It's like going to a mechanic.
Yeah.
How would you know what's in there? Never mind that it's like the thing that I use every day. I still don't know what's happening in there.
Right.
Ugh.
I wait until it falls out. Then I'll know.
Yep, yeah, for that's sure. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Welcome.
You put like gum in there or something?
No, you know.
Do you ever hide weed in there?
I mean, there's probably a bunch. I don't have to hide it. It's just living in my system.
Kinda swallows a match. She's smoking.
I wish I can hide weed in there.
I want to tell you guys about one more thing for Christmas, okay? Touchofmodern.com.
Yeah.
Touchofmodern.com. They work with the top designers, clothes, gadgets, all this kind of stuff. Show you the latest items, the hippest things, offers it to you at a great price, then finds another designer, new product, another great price.
So you got to go there a couple times a week.
They have new deals every day during their 30 days of deals. You will find something for everyone on your list.
If you're still searching around, if you're still kind of like checking websites or checking someone's Facebook for what to buy, you know how like you do whatever research you're doing, check touchofmodern.com. Look around, see if there's something for the people that you're looking for. It's worth a minute.
Right now, you get immediate access when you sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today. You know why, Amy?
Tell me.
You don't want to miss out on the perfect gift.
Hello.
You can do that. You're going to miss out because they offer, but the offer is only for so long. That's the beauty. That's the charm of the site. So you got to check it out. You got to get in, see what's doing. Oh, I'm interested in this. I'll think I'll come back tomorrow and get it. Oops, it's gone because it's such a cool item at such a low price. Are you following this, Amy?
You're really good at this.
Thank you. Well, what I believe in, I believe in.
That's true. I think people should just still make lists for what they want.
Make a list.
Ooh, make a list mm-hmm. on touchofmodern.com.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Guess what's on that list? Bunch of boring shit. Because it's what you can think of. I go to Touch of Modern, Amy. You hold that thought. Forever, please. You go to Touch of Modern, you find stuff you didn't even know existed. Mm-hmm. Let me know if this is on your list there, Amy.
Okay.
Do me the favor. It's a screen for my phone, and it makes everything 3D. What number is that on your list? You're so fucking clever.
It's 7. Do you want to see my list?
Yeah, I do want to see your list. A flying car. Okay, I stand corrected. touchofmodern.com. You'll like them. Okay. What are you doing for Christmas?
Being Jewish,
yeah.
But you still celebrate. You all know this is the one.
I mean, I go out mainly because that's, you know, when you find the people that aren't super religious Christians.
There's the Creek has she does the holidays. So she's doing actual Christmas for all the comedians who are left behind.
Oh, that's good to know.
Was she an orphan or something? There's a lot of orphan type stuff going on.
Her mother cooked with us for Thanksgiving in the kitchen.
Oh, wow.
Her dad's around.
Oh, were you there for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was great.
I heard about it.
Yeah. Now I have a song, like literally James Adomian's there and he's like mashing the potatoes and I walked in obviously after he put in a bunch of butter and everyone's watching him just mash potatoes. And I swear to God, since Thanksgiving till now, every once in a while, his stupid song that he sang while he's mashing the potatoes is in my head. Would you like to hear the song? Or would you like to live your life a nice, better life? Sorry, you're going to hear the song. Ready? Butter and 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 butter and... Oh, and then he realized that if he doesn't say the last butter and butter and butt... Butter and butter and butter and butter and butter and butter and butter. I woke up in the morning several times with that song in my head. It's not a song, James. I'm going to die.
Are people like, what would Bill Cosby have to say? What would...
You know what? Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yes.
Could Bernie Sanders make the potatoes?
I think somebody said that. Yes.
Butter
and
butter. Butter stands for Bowie's.
It was really funny. He made the spinach. It was delicious.
Look at this.
Yeah.
All right. So you can do that for Christmas. You're so sad you don't know what to do because you're Jewish.
I mean, don't be sad. You have friends. Jewish for a while.
You can fuck your friends that you live with. There's many things. I'm not trying to.
I don't even know if they'll be here.
Oh, they'll be there. You're putting out.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they'll be there. I'll make sure of it.
Oh, you guys are so gonna fuck.
No Christmas at Amy's.
Are you like the mom of the house? You cleaning up? Because living with two guys,
yeah,
that
I do
could be
feel
a
like
mess.
The mom of the house. We
don't
Jeff,
do it.
Jeff Sheen is one of the roommates. He calls himself the fun dad of the house, which basically means he doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I should call myself the fun dad.
Yeah,
that's nice.
It gets you out of a lot.
I didn't know you could just do that.
Kend is right. You don't want to take that role.
Mm-mm.
Just get athlete's foot. Fuck it.
Okay.
I mean, that's what's going to, yes. Of course, I mean, it's a shame. You can't play stubborn in a house of guys.
That's true.
You're going to get ringworm.
It's just that, like, it's mostly my stuff in there. So, right. Like, I don't want it ruined. But they came with just clothes.
And you have, like, a TV and a couch.
Yeah. And, like, a table. But they bought everything new and they redecorated their rooms. They put up a wall because it was one big room.
Look at this.
Yeah. We're very New York.
All right. You ever check the walls? Like, can they hear you taking a dump?
I can't hear them, so I don't think they can hear me.
Okay.
That's all that matters.
Because I do it like a lady.
Right.
Real loud.
Really good. I have a cold 3 times a day.
You should be so lucky.
Amy Schenker has a Twitter account. It's at amyschenker.com. Excuse me, it's at Amy Schenker, and the website is amyschenker.com.
True.
But you go there, you see what's up with Amy. Amy's got her jokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that time you went on a date and you wore the good bra?
Yeah.
That was fun.
My nursing bra?
Yeah. You wore that by mistake,
though. I still have it. If you haven't bought one, do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can always feel yourself
up. They make them in small sizes.
Yeah. But the guy doesn't call you back after that, do they?
No, they don't. Yeah. Especially when you say it like out loud, you know?
Yeah. You go, whoops. Nursing bra.
And then they're like, oh, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Immediately.
There's stories like this.
Yeah, they're great stories.
Yeah.
I love that story. I got catcalled the other day.
Good for you.
Thanks. You want to know?
Yeah, what'd they say?
He said, he yelled at me from across the street. He goes, hey, lady, you look tired.
From across the street.
And I was like, that's it.
Wait,
so I'm
the
killing
summer.
It in this city.
In the summer, they get real creative. You're going to love it. Yeah. It's going to be great.
What kind of tired?
Like sexy tired?
Like silly tired or sexy tired?
Silly tired. Can you see the Z's?
No, so if you can see Amy do stand-up, you do it. And if you have a child that needs learned, call her up.
Yeah.
She can meet you at the school.
I can meet you at the school or the library or at your home.
At your home? Not Amy's home.
Not my home. There's two boys there.
Too much is going on. So, yeah. Well, Amy, let me say this. Welcome to New York.
Thank you.
We're happy to have you. I'm going to get that text within a month. I won't rub it in your face. I'll send a smiley tweet back.
Okay.
A little smiley face.
Oh, you're going to wait. Are you going to tweet it?
No, I won't tweet it. I'll just text you.
All right.
You'll text me like, I did it. I'm going to shit it. And then I'll text you back, smiley face.
Okay.
And deep down, you know that'll mean I told you so.
Okay.
But,
do you want to put a bet on this at all, or?
Well, I know you cannot fuck somebody if money's involved. You're looking for a job. I'll wait until.
Yeah.
We'll put money on it when you have a job.
Okay. I think he'd be betting your roommates before he bets you about this.
Oh, probably.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, he knows.
I couldn't help it. She calls me tomorrow. I owe you 50. Fucked up. You were right. Yeah, even for money, I had to fuck them.
They're just right there.
They're so there, and there's booze everywhere. By the way, you go home, there's 50 full size Jägermeisters
bottles,
in the fridge.
Yeah.
Right. I set that place up like it's the Jersey Shore. Good luck. All right, everybody. Let's do this again tomorrow. I love you. KeithandTheGirl.com